This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 367 and a quarter, up 4. March, 373, up 3 and a quarter. May, 378 and a half, up 3. January soybeans, 864 and a quarter, up 6 and 3 quarters. March, 866 and a quarter, up 5 and 3 quarters. May, 872 and 3 quarters, up 6. December wheat, 495, up 6 and a half. March, 497 and 3 quarters, up 7 and 3 quarters. May, 501 and a half, up 8 and 3 quarters. December oats, 243 and 3 quarters, down 7 and a quarter. March, 227 and a half, down 4 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal, 285.30, up 2.30. January, 285.90, up 2.90. March, 286.90, up 3.30. December soybean oil, 27.91, up 1. January, 28.19, up 1. March, 28.43, unchanged. Time now for the cash grain report.
This is Monday's grain report, prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Monday afternoon. Technical trading before the holiday weekend helped strengthen prices at the Board of Trade. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 4 to 5 cents higher at 344 to 360. Soybeans were up 9 to 11 cents at 828 to 857. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 3 to 4 cents higher at 351 to 377. Soybeans are up 6 to 7 cents at 849 to 872. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 4 cents higher at 360 to 380. Soybeans are up 5 to 6 cents at 848 to 866. Wheat bids were up mostly 6 cents at 393 to 439. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 5 to 8 cents stronger at 879 to 884. Basis levels were mixed at 15 to 20 over the January. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $279.30 to $300.90 per ton. That's up $2.90, with basis levels unchanged at a minus 6 to 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 3 to 4 cents higher at $3.72 to $3.92. Basis levels were unchanged to a penny lower at 5 to 25 over the December futures. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 1 to 4 cents stronger at $3.65 to $3.79, with basis levels steady to 3 lower at a minus 2 to 12 over December. Soybean bids closed 10 to 11 cents stronger at $8.68 to $8.80. Basis levels were 3 to 4 cents higher at 4 to 16 over January. New crop wheat prices were up 10 cents at 431 to 461. Basis levels were unchanged at a minus 74 to minus 44 the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market mix at 381 to 387. These elevators raised their soybean bids 5 to 6 cents with bids at 891 to 892. Soft wheat was up 6 cents at 435 to 485. Milo closed mostly 4 cents higher at 372 to 373. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. January shell corn contracts were offered at 338 to 360. January delivery soybean contracts range from 834 up to 868. In central Illinois, January shell corn contracts were quoted at 351 to 379. January delivery soybean contracts range from 844 to 862. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted in a range of 362 to 384. January delivery soybean contracts range from 854 to 869. And June-July delivery new crop wheat prices in southern Illinois range from 454 to 480. That concludes Monday's country grain market summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 131.12, up 142. February, 133.05, up 102. April, 133.35, up 60. January feeder cattle, 164.22, up 57. March, 162.22, up 20. April, 163.90, up 30. December, lean hogs, 57.45, unchanged. February, 58.12, down 20. April, 62.87, down 65. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday, the 23rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Illinois direct sow report, slaughter sows were trading a dollar lower with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 22 to 26, 4 to 5 weights 25 to 29, 5 to 6 weights 28 to 30, and 6 weights and up 30 to 34. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $28 to $33. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, we only have a heifers report. Heifers on a live basis were 121 to 122 and on a dress basis 195. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 426 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $72.30, and that was 84 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses, $202.79, that was 35 cents lower, with select carcasses at $191.05, that was 10 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 106,000 last week and 114,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 440,000, that compared to 438,000 last week and 436,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The state crop report was released yesterday. Illinois received widespread rainfall last week, averaging 2.9 inches statewide, with that being 2.26 inches above normal. The average temperature was 42.6 degrees, which is 1.3 degrees above normal. There were 2.9 days suitable for field work for the week ending November 22nd. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% very short, 14% short, 75% adequate, and 8% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% very short, 23% short, 68% adequate, and 6% surplus. Winter wheat emerged reached 95%, 21 percentage points ahead of last year at this time, and winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 30% fair, 55% good, and 9% excellent. On a press call yesterday, Growth Energy and Iowa Farmer and the star of The Bachelor, Chris Soules, announced a new TV ad emphasizing the economic and environmental benefits of ethanol. The ad points to the significant harm that the EPA's proposal poses to America's farmers, and it features Chris Soules urging politicians in Washington to support clean, secure, American-made ethanol. Currently, the ad is airing in Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, and Indiana. Under the renewable fuel standard, the ethanol industry has helped to generate more than 852,000 jobs throughout America and has helped farming communities make a strong comeback. According to the co-chair of Growth Energy, Tom Bias, the renewable fuel standard is a great American success story. And more renewable fuel like ethanol means more investments in rural economies across America. Homegrown renewable fuel is also helping consumers at the pump, driving down our dependence on oil from hostile foreign regions, and reducing pollution in our air and water. When Bias was asked why they chose to play the ad in the Midwest instead of in D.C., where the decisions are made, he responded that the ad is more about the positive benefits of ethanol and not just a policy debate like they've ran before. Bias also listed several of the positive benefits ethanol can provide, including reduced carbon emissions, reduced dependence on foreign oil, And he mentioned that there are hundreds or thousands of oil spills every year, but a beach has never been closed down due to an ethanol spill. He also made the point that it allows the U.S. to put its eggs in more than one basket, and it's an alternative fuel option. In a recent survey released by the American Farm Bureau, they found that the price for traditional Thanksgiving menu items, including turkey, bread stuffing, cranberries, pumpkin pie, and all of the trimmings, increased by less than 2% this year and remains affordable at just over $50 for 10 people. Farm Bureau economist John Anderson says the dinner price is largely driven by the price of the turkey.
It is a Thanksgiving meal basket, so the main item in the basket is the turkey. That's the centerpiece of the meal. It's the centerpiece of our market basket. Turkey price this year worked out to a little over $23 for a 16-pound bird, about $1.44 per pound.
Anderson says the reason the turkey prices are up is because of the avian influenza we saw earlier in the year.
Not terribly surprising that we've seen a higher turkey price in our survey. There were some production disruptions earlier this year around the country because of the high path avian influenza outbreak in the Midwest.
Despite the slight price increase for turkey, other foods including whole milk, whipping cream, and fresh cranberries saw a slight decline in price. This year's holiday dinner cost remains stable as it has since 2011.
Fairly stable prices, and that's been the trend for the last 3 or 4 years, actually.
That's according to Farm Bureau economist John Anderson. A new report released last week suggests more Mexican immigrants are leaving the U.S. than coming in. That's according to a Pew Research Center study that points to a sluggish economy as the reason more legal and illegal Mexican immigrants are heading back to Mexico. Pew found that more than 1 million Mexican immigrants and their families, including American-born children, left the U.S. for Mexico from 2009 to 2014. Over that same span, 870,000 entered the U.S. However, the study, which relies on government census data from both countries, acknowledges that it's difficult to measure the inflow of immigration into the U.S. from Mexico, according to The Hill. The study also pointed to stricter immigration policies as part of the change. It comes at a time when some agriculture groups have lobbied for immigration reform, like the American Farm Bureau, which says Congress needs to pass responsible immigration reform that addresses agriculture's current experienced workforce and creates a new flexible guest worker program. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.